Meeting. So this, everyone, good evening to the Finance and Good Governance meeting for Nambour Parish Council. FG 0315526, first agenda item to receive and approve. Apologies for absence.
Apologies received from Councillors Hart and Redderlingus with acceptable reasons.
Happy gently vote on that, please. Have you proposing?
Closing.
Clark, someone to second. Mr. Campbell, everybody in favour? Agenda item FG 0322526, to receive any declaration of interest and dispensations.
None received.
Thank you. Agenda item FG 0332526, public participation. We don't have any. That's fine, thank you. Agenda item FG 0342526, to report back and approve the minutes on 4th of November. I only glanced through this evening, I didn't see
nothing to report and no updates received from the draw.
Thank you. Is there something to propose to approve the minutes, please? Councillor Alexander, somebody second. Councillor Clark, everybody in favour? All in favour. Thank you very much. Thank you. Agenda item FG 0352526, to receive the timetable for the recurring agenda items and consider actions.
There's a small change to moving the publication of information for the transparency code from December to April, just because we have all of the details ready then, so it coincides with year end. So rather than preempting what we're going to do now and saying we can't report them yet, we'll move it to the April meeting and do it that way if you're happy good. With that.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me.
There is no change. Shall we approve this item? Oh, yeah.
Can I ask a question? Can you go to would it make sense, and because if we're struggling, we have struggled to get people to meetings in December anyway, because obviously everybody's got different things on their plate and different priorities, but we've been in court, fortunate in court all the time, but only just. If we didn't have any meetings in August and didn't have any meetings in December, would that cause the RFO problems?
Yes.
It's only a question thrown into the pot because we are struggling with trying to get people onto the table.
So we start precept work in September.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably only finalised it about a week ago. By the time, you know, we get all the work together, we sit down together. So I think this meeting has to happen in December. It also gives us the most amount of time for us to gather as much information as we possibly can on things as well. But yeah, I think it would be
dangerous.
I think it would be silly to move it.
Okay.
Because this would have to happen in November. Okay. I think it would be. Okay.
I will check through you, Chair. I will withdraw my comment.
Good intention, Councillor Alexander.
What if you started work, were able to start the work early in September?
There is always a potential, because now we have an assistant that does some of the finance work, which we've never had. But at the moment, I think that we should review that at the next meeting rather than make that decision now. Purely because we don't know what's going to be like for next year, and how much time I'm going to have as well. There's still a lot of work to do to get everything up to date. We've still got assets, registers, and all sorts to sort out. Reserves. There's still an awful lot of work to do to get to where we need to.
Through you, Chair. It was just a question. It wasn't a shall we do it now. It was just a question, and it was directed at.
I think it's always worth a few, but at the moment, I think it would be silly.
Thank you.
To do that.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. So we take the minutes as approved. Did we vote? Did we vote? I can't remember. Did we approve the agenda, please? Does somebody propose?
We did.
No, we didn't.
We just
need to vote this one through.
Yeah. Councillor Clark to propose, Councillor Campbell to second. Everybody in favour? It's a full carry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Agenda item FG 0362526, to no VAT return refund. Yeah, that's
good.
Right. Thank you. I don't know, FG032725262, we're going to consider Little Henry's rent.
This is following no increase in 2024 or 2025. Looking at the way the market is and everything, largely we took consideration of the NI increases and the minimum wage increases. We feel that it would be appropriate to do an in line with inflation rent increase this year, moving the rent from £27,000 to £28,107 from April 2026. So it's quite a small increase, and it's just something we believe needs to happen.
I think that's a sensible proposal on the and also we've got justification because we have brought the building we don't like the building, but we have brought the building up to standard. We've replaced the exterior doors, we've replaced the oil tank, we've done a couple of repairs in there as well, and previously in the last couple of years we've done the windows and other things, so I think it's well justified. And I did the original negotiation when the council realised about 8 years ago it didn't actually have a signed agreement with them when I joined the council. So I did the I did the negotiations with them then, and we agreed on a fee, and we've kept it pretty well down for them. So I think it's I think it's justified. I think we've got stuff that go on to a letter that sort of softens it a bit with everything we've done.
Thank you. Agenda item FG032526 to consider actions in relation to internal audit.
So following the recent internal audit review that was approved by Finance and Good Governance, we are suggesting that we remain with Capalc for our internal auditors again this year. We have no concerns about how they do the internal audit and the result that we get out at the end and the support that we get along the way, actually. So it was bringing it to Finance and Good Governance to check if they are happy for us to reappoint Capalc as our internal auditors. By using Capalc, we get a different auditor every, I think, 2 to 3 years. So they already change everything up for us. And they seem to provide a great service for us. And I think it would be good for us to stay with them. And the other options are to go independently. Again, you don't know what service you're going to get from that because we haven't had any experience. I haven't had any experience from that. So our recommendation would be to continue with Capalc. Charges have gone up barely at all, and we don't know those charges until we finish the internal audit because it depends how much work they have to do. But yeah, it was to vote that one through if we can.
Totally agree. And Capalc understands what we do. And the fact is that they rotate lawyers so we don't get too familiar, auditors. They rotate auditors so we don't get too familiar with them.
Yeah.
And the fact is that they understand our business, and I've had experience of things going through and help from them, so I think it's okay. Sensible suggestion.
Good. Well, then, so do you consider recommending appointing Capalc? Somebody to propose that, please. Sorry, the second, please. So Alexandra will be in favour. Excellent.
Thank you.
Agenda item FG0392526, budget 26-27, to receive South Cambridgeshire District Council request for pre-certificates of tax-based calculations for 26-27.
So as part of the pre-cert request from South Cambs, they also recalculate our tax base, and we have until the 17th of December to argue with said tax base calculation. Looking at the tax base, which I'll get there in a second, sorry. I don't believe there's any reason to argue. It's a slight increase on last year, just to reflect the amount of Band D houses that have been populated during the year. So it's not a great increase.
Okay.
but I don't, having read it, I think the RFA's had a look through as well, and there's nothing of concern to us.
No.
So we propose, well, we're just going to not comment on the consultation for that one, I believe.
Okay.
If you're happy. And that is us received our request for the prison.
Good to see. There's nothing to vote on that, thank you. Agenda item GO392526B, to consider draft estimate of income and expenditure for the forthcoming financial year for recommendation for full council.
Do you want to pop that out on the
phone? Yes.
Just hope this works. This is my favourite piece of work in the world. So, because we're on a new finance system, I have actually changed this slightly. I have tried to make it easier for the assistant to be able to kind of do some coding so that the reporting that the council are getting is even better and more granulated and that kind of things. So a couple of things. First and foremost, I've taken the inflation rate from September, which is what I do every year. Inflation rate in September is 4.1%. I've done a wage increase at 3%, which we can amend, but I've done a minimum wage increase at 4.1% because that is the actual minimum wage increase that's going to be in place for next year.
Okay.
So they're the assumptions that I've done. Payroll wise, this is what we currently have. I've made some assumptions that this individual will go up a few bandings. And there is a new person there, which everyone I think is in agreement that we need in house.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously up here is the 3% increase. If we change that, it will all kind of rejig. But currently, that's saying that our total budget for wages will be that.
So the financial assistant, what bending did you say was going to go into that?
Currently on two. Assumed that we would be moving up a few bands. Assumed there will be some training as well that needs to be passed, like the FILCA and potentially some other forms of training.
There's a question, obviously, and it's for you two directly. Do you think that's enough because of the quality of the individual?
I think it's a sensible upgrade for the time that we're looking at. I think there will be opportunities to grow that within the financial year through reserves for salaries and things anyway. So it's not limiting, that isn't a limiting factor.
Yeah, I do have some reserves put aside.
I just feel from what I've seen from the work quality and the attitude, the whole package, if you're happy with that and you think that's the right, then fine, support it 100%. Now, I just thought, you know, because we are seeing a very good individual there.
I think as far as public perception goes as well, it's a sensible increase for wages to put forward as a part of the budget. But we also, we have wiggle room within reserves and within other budgets to improve that if we need to.
So just a question. Thank you for that.
Thanks. So, do you have to vote this piece?
Obviously, I wanted to show you that because that forms probably the biggest figure within our budget and will probably be the biggest figure in any council's budget because it's the biggest figure in any business's budget these days. So it was kind of giving you an idea of where we're sitting. And what that increase is. I will show you the increase overall. This looks like a bit of a scary spreadsheet, but it's not actually that scary. I've gone through it without being, and she doesn't find it that scary anymore.
We can be questioned on these later.
Not good.
So
So obviously that was last year's, and this particular big figure, and that's this year's.
Yeah. Okay.
These are the breakdowns that we've got for each individual area, and we have rebased a fair amount because we felt that we were just inflating every year rather than actually looking at what we were spending. So this year we've kind of gone through and literally gone, I think we need to change this bit here and maybe add a bit there. So we've got a little bit in there for some other staff costs. Pension costs are pretty much standard. The travel and parking, as the clerk seems to be visiting more councils and getting a lot, you know, going around to a lot more places, we thought it was best to put some of that in. Obviously, just get some best practice from other places. A little bit in there for staff welfare. We've got some councillor training because there's the election, and we feel that all the councillors could do some training. And we've reduced staff training because obviously in 24-25 we had two silkers, and 25-26 we anticipate a filker and some other training. We've got obviously inflation increase for time bank, there's the phone. I've actually put this up a little bit because phone costs seem to have gone up. But it's still negligible. It's only £200 a month. It's not the, you know, it's not a £50 iPhone 17 or anything like that. Little bit in there for Steph's expenses and mileage and things. Internal audit last year was the £390. We've just gone with what we had in the previous year's budget, even though last year's actual was a lot lower. Just because, as Abby said, you don't know, it's based on hours, and as it's going to be a new, potentially a new internal auditor this year, they might take a little bit longer. External audit was up last year, so I've increased that. Legal fees and land transfers, there's a few land transfers that are going to be taking place. Van insurance, again, the parish insurance, they're all kind of inflationary increases, there's nothing really major here. Memberships, again, with inflation, we've taken the new, the latest invoice and then inflated it by the 4.1%. They're all quite standard. Parish clock service, everything's quite standard. The pavilion Wi-Fi, just an inflationary increase. Website hosting, these will change because we will be having the new website, so it will be changed rather than having the Glassblade plugin and things like that. So it's actually going to be a bit more, but we are going to have something that is in line with what we are required to have. So we've got the website hosting of £300, the domain names remain the same, and then the IT support, we've had details of an increase. Software licences, just inflation, the current monthly plus inflation is how I've calculated these. So that's the Adobe, the payroll, the accounting software, which is now we're getting into the realms of they're giving me a figure for next year, so that is the actual figure for next year. But we are getting to the realms where all our modules are being activated.
Right. Yeah. That's not that much of an increase.
No, I mean, we've overspent this year because we had some Edge and the new software at the same time. But that's the figure that they've come back with on there. The Parish Online, the stationery, I've given a little bit of a bigger budget for stationery, there's a lot more of us. We have kind of overspent a little bit, so said let's go for a little bit of a bigger budget. Printer, a photocopier, postage, they're all quite box standard. Teas, coffees and consumables. We don't actually spend very much on that.
£3.74 or something this year. So
because we don't have a decent kettle or anywhere to fill it up with. So, you know, we'll go down and buy our own coffees and make the pub money.
We can talk about that outside.
Well, this is the one I've got in yellow, which is the rent for the office space.
Yeah.
We know there's going to be an increase. We haven't been told what. That's inflationary. We think it may be too low.
Across the block.
Based on the fact that they haven't actually come to you with anything, all they've done is just suggested it might be an idea to put it up. I agree with the clerk on this, that that should commence in 2027. I don't see why we should be subjected to an increase just like that.
However, you
give people notice.
If you were in that office today, there was five of us, and Abby was actually sitting by the photocopier with a laptop on her knees.
I totally understand that, and that is a discussion probably for another meeting, Chair, but there is an ongoing dialogue at the moment as we speak with the hub management team. It will be reported to full council, and I will not go into some of the comments that have gone backwards and forwards. It's not appropriate for this meeting. Sorry.
It's just, I think, for whether we need to consider for the precept, whether we're here, whether we're somewhere else, whether we need to budget more for office rental. So take the location out of the equation. Do we need to add monies there to cover us if we need to move, if we need to do something else? Because this is based on the current rent with an inflationary increase. Should we be adding any budget to
office removal costs,
do anything on those
lines? I would, for our own purposes, I would say I would round it up to a clean figure, 16, something like that, at least, because if, again, it's...
But if we do have to move...
Not for this meeting, but if we do move, it's likely to be more expensive anyway.
Exactly, so if we do move, it's likely to be more expensive. Are we going to take that out of general reserve because we lose the opportunity now to precept for it?
Again, it's a little bit difficult because we're mixing up subjects here, but in the sense of what's already going on in the background. But if we put that up to 20, how much would that affect percentages?
Well, we can come to that at the end.
Yeah,
so it's
okay.
I
think you're right. I think we should protect ourselves.
Whether we put it here or whether we put it within an earmarked reserve, is that something that we need to do this year, or are we going to lose the opportunity to precept? That's why I want us to consider it at the end. So when we get to the end,
when we get to the end,
we can sit there and go. But this is one of the things I wanted to point out.
Yeah, no, good point. Okay. Good point.
That's the reason why it's yellow. Some of the other stuff I'm quite comfortable with: pavilion cleaner, minimum wage increase based on last year's, and then just the minimum wage increase. Same for the key holder and the litter pickers. Now we always have this figure here. Which we have been carrying it forward for a while, which is why we say sometimes there's a bit of wiggle room around the HR side of things, you know, because if staff leave, there's a little bit here and a little bit in reserves. Because since I've been here, there has been a succession of all staff leaving and then new staff kind of coming in and, you know, and noticing that there are different requirements, different staff as they start. This is here purely because of the, how do I say it?
Is it insurance for cover with the warden? So it would allow us to employ a temporary warden if anyone were to be off long-term sick.
Okay.
Which has happened a couple of years ago, and we did need where Terry covered that period. But we have been carrying it for a little while.
I think that's a good idea. I said people get older, different things happen to people, might just walk away, all sorts of things can happen. I think it's a very sensible thing because there are certain jobs which we are geared to do, and it's our responsibility. By hiring external contractors, that will go up exponentially if we had to cover those jobs with external contractors, even companies that we use and know and do us favours. It would be more expensive. So I think it's a sensible precaution.
So then we've got the DPO. So here I put for office furniture equipment, I've actually thrown in an extra £1,000 because last year we budgeted £2,000 that we haven't had a staff member join us yet. So I've put in a little bit extra for a couple of reasons. One of those being that obviously things go up every year anyway. So when we do have a new staff member joining, you know, what kind of equipment do we need? And secondly, I'm fully aware that a certain member's phone is a bit on the blink, so I kind of figured that we would have a bit of a buffer for that situation. Especially as sometimes phones, when you're using old phones, they don't work as well.
It's good housekeeping.
So there's that there, a little bit sundry going on there. Bank charges. Usual stuff here. Melbourne Mobile Warden Scheme. I have made the decision to base this upon how many Melbourne residents they are looking after at now. So they basically advise us that they're looking after 29, and that would be £300 per Melbourne resident. Now obviously we know sometimes they'll drop off, sometimes they'll get new ones, it's kind of a fluctuating figure, but I've kind of said what we need to do with the Melbourne Mobile Order Scheme is kind of put something in place that says how much we're going to precept for. Me and Abby have kind of said let's go with something that this is what they're looking after now, so this is how much we're going to precept for. And if they need more, then they would have to go to community benefit grant funding. If they then end up with less, they should be, you know, have a little bit extra to cover any additional costs. So that's what I've looked at, and that's what I'd like you to consider.
The 29, that is purely and simply because I know they are looking after Gambling Gate, and certain other places. But these are 29 our hours.
So, sorry, just to understand, so this, instead of them applying for the grant funding every year, we're now precepting for, so or is this additional?
So we've basically done 7,800 for like years and years and years.
Right.
So it's now saying that if we do it per resident they look after, then we've got the kind of basis that we can fluctuate it by. But they may still need to go for community grant funding.
Okay.
Currently, their policy is that anybody new coming on pays the full £70 a month. Now, a lot of the existing ones are subsidised down to £45 a month, and some of those can't afford to pay the difference. So there's a possibility they'll have one or two walk away and won't want to go up, because they're trying to put it up, because they're losing the district and county grants. So that's all going. So they're trying to make the thing pay for itself, effectively. That's my understanding. Obviously, a committee, I can't vote on that particular thing because my wife is a warden, so therefore I've got an interest in that when it comes to grant applications, so I can only talk about what I know. But I know they are trying to put it all up and trying to get people to pay a higher figure. It's going up again this year, I believe, and anybody new joining is being asked to pay the full whack. So I think what you're suggesting there makes sense.
I'm not very familiar with the scheme. What does this £300 cover?
I'm not.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it covers, but it's warden access. I don't know how many hours they get a week or what that consists of. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Maybe we should get that. What it can define it. It's,
I do think it's different for each tender. But I think I'm just wondering whether there was ever any agreement that we guarantee that 7,800, or whether it was just a.
I think this was a little bit like MAID. there were certain things that the council, the previous council, was such as it was under Julie. actually wanted to make sure that they would safeguard, knowing that the S137 monies would eventually dry up, that the solar monies would dry up. So there were certain things that they tried to ring fence through the precept, which was the MAID contribution and part of this contribution. Anything overspill would obviously go through the grants. So it was something that was accepted by the council a few years ago, that these were things they wanted to protect in the village. And then, of course, now we're losing county and district grants. They're all going, they're all stopping in a couple of years' time. They've got to make the thing self-sufficient to keep it going. The general idea is that twice a week, somebody will be seen for half an hour and half an hour twice a week, and they get a phone call Monday to Friday to check if everything's all right. But most of the wardens do a lot different to that. They will go and get shopping for them, they'll take them to the doctors, and all these sort of things. Little things, if it's a long thing, it gets claimed back. But basically, it's supposed to be half an hour twice a week, and phone calls Monday to Friday. Okay. But a lot of them work outside of that parameter, but that's just because they choose to. Mm-hmm. So that's the basic setup there.
Thank you. My only concern is that there's a statement saying that Melbourne Parish Council resolved to provide funding through precept of £7,500 to cover the minimum of 25 residents, and it was suggested that the remaining funds come from the community grant thing. So I don't know where to find that resolution because I haven't found it.
No, that was just a...
That's part of the Mobile Warden grant application.
Mm. There was something, under, I can't remember, it was years ago, but it was something that was signed off by council that they, because it was singularly for village people, as it were, and a lot of those people are in their 80s and 90s, so it was just something they didn't want to lose, and they knew that the grants were going to dry up eventually.
I mean, is there a risk that because they've opened up to more areas that, you know, we'll be putting money into something that's not going to be for residents? Because obviously this is a precept for residents, and residents need to be happy with what they're paying. Is there that risk? Because obviously it's called Melbourne Mobile Warden Scheme, and if it was, you know, small enough to say that, then I think, you know...
I think because they've taken over a couple of other areas, I don't know whether they pool the money completely. I don't know because I stay away from it because my conflict of interest, as it were. I don't know whether they pool the money or whether they have different pots. I don't know how much other parish councils contribute towards the process as well, or whether it's just us. The other ones where they've got a few people, I think they've got 40-odd people. 40, 45 people in total. Something around that number rings a bell. I don't know whether other parishes are contributing to the pot as well. I think that's a question you've got to have.
And I mean, is it something that we could make them have as a restricted fund? So we need to know what they're spending it on. As an
Again, I've got to walk away from it because my wife's a warden. So I think that would have to be, the clerk would have to ask the question if that's okay for the information. But... and go back to the Chair of Finance, I think.
I was just thinking, but the 7,500 before for 25 residents, and we've obviously increased it at some point to 7,800, which suggests an increase to 26 residents. It seems reasonable to follow if it's 29 residents.
I don't think it's unreasonable to kind of say, well, what, how many residents are you currently acting upon, but I do think that it might be worth saying we preset this money on the basis that it's a restricted fund for Melbourne residents only, and therefore we expect to see accounts
with
of your spend.
Yeah, makes sense.
Through your chair. We are doing that. we made a conscious effort recently to do that with the grant applications because we know they're going to come to an end at some stage, so we've got to be very structured in this. We've started that process. I don't see any, we can't start making exceptions to the rule. If we've got a fixed lump that we've agreed on years ago to do that, then fine, that's there, subject to them continuing.
Yeah.
But anything else that they come to us for has got to be based on a percentage of the residents. They can't just come to us for a pot of money. because they've got 45 people, they've got to come to us with 29 over 45.
Community Rail Partnership 750, it hasn't changed for years. I can't imagine it's going to change going forward. There is some money in there for the election costs, some money in there for some community events. We are kind of putting up a bit of a pot on community events, so it's an area to consider as well, because we need to consider what community events we want to do, or what, you know, we are anticipating, but we are kind of building up a little bit of a pot for that. The van tax MOT repairs replacement. This van has been repaired, it's been replaced since I was here, but it does seem to have some engine lights. I'm not sure, I think these wardens are thrashing it around the village. I think we need to.
You see the smoke coming out of the room.
Yeah, I think they're doing like donuts in the more cold.
Oh, the other ones are there.
Sorry, can I just go back to community events? How much of a pot have we built up, and when was the last time we spent anything from it?
So we pre-sector for 2676 last year, and I think Abby's only spent £47. So.
Okay, so, and there's no more, we didn't pre-set for it before?
I don't recall. I need to work on the reserves to kind of work out what we've got, but yeah, it's not a huge pot, we're not building a huge pot, but we do need, as a count, it's really strange, because when you look at the numbers, they paint a bit of a picture, and when I show you the forward numbers, you can kind of see we're just standing still. We've got all these ideas, but we're standing still as a council. And some of those things are things that maybe we should be
using.
Yeah.
Because it's not. Was some of this money, and this was going before your time, I think some of this money was put away for the coronation and, you know, to run events. But
yes, and we used that.
That should have been out of the same budget. It's that type of thing, coronation.
I remember the King's coronation. The problem is the hub kind of taken on the position of doing community events. And when the Queen's Jubilee and the King's coronation, there was funds that were moved around from some of like the Celebrating Ages events that used to happen. That was all kind of moved around to make sure it happened, but it all happened within the hub, so it was all moved, and then the hub basically used that money to do those events. So we're kind of building up a little bit more for some events, but actually, where should those events be done? You know, if we've got a community coordinator, they should be the ones that are dealing with that.
Yeah,
the van's costing us more money because they're doing donuts in the more car park. She's got visions of it now.
No, Abby's been boring it the week.
She's been bannering
South End and back.
I kind of don't understand this because it has been replaced since I've been here. I don't feel like I've been here that long.
It's still the one that I went and found, wasn't it, that Christmas?
I believe it's the same 23.
Van. Yeah.
Or no, 22, sorry.
Because they have no van. And
yeah.
So I took time out at Christmas and hunted round the dealers and went and found this one and took it for a drive. And it was all fine then. And that's not that long ago.
Yeah.
2 years.
Definitely.
2 years now.
Yeah.
So what are they doing?
No, nothing. I think it's the type of van that it is, and the fact that it doesn't get an awful lot of miles.
Okay.
I think someone needs to take it for a good
while.
But it needs a blowout.
Go on a jaunt to Brighton or something.
Yeah, it has been an expensive year for the van, and there's been another cost associated with the MOT recently as well that it needed to pass the MOT. Yeah. So there's a bit of a buffer in there to start. If we can, putting some aside for the placement. So it's just a very long plan to replace, I think.
But we need to stop and doing donuts.
Yeah.
Is it might not be used at all, though, this?
I think they don't use it enough. I think we need to send them on a little warden's trip to. What's that place? Oh, the one where they do all the Strictly Come Dancing.
Blackpool.
We need to send him on a wardrobe trip to Blackpool. I could just imagine it.
On a white day for the three of them.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chick. Sorry, Chick.
Can they do anything else when they use it for work yet? They won't use it at all. They just walk.
Yeah, they just poodle around the village, don't they? Mulberries and back.
They do carry stuff in their things. Yes. But they're donuts.
The water's materials, I've kind of reduced it down because we have this quite high figure and they really are very, very good at repurposing things, you know, finding the best possible solution. So I have cut it down and I've split it between the two guys and then the Stockbridge so that we've got a bit of a distinction. And then the equipment, I've kind of increased the warders' equipment and then given the Stockbridge some as well. So what I've done is I've looked at what we've done last year and I've made sure that the overall warders' materials and equipment is not much different. I've just rejigged it around the different account codes. But last year we had 3,539 and this year we're saying it is 3,050, so I've reduced it a little bit.
They did replace some tools, didn't they?
Yeah, we've replaced some. They haven't got a wish list for next year just yet.
They haven't given us one.
Yeah, so we've
got a few tool replacements.
Yeah. Although we have a wish list of a coffee machine that I'm putting in.
Yeah.
I was going to say, doesn't that come under office equipment?
Yeah.
We need to up that by another £1,000. One barista style. Okay. maintenance and repairs planned. These are all inflationary increased of the standard repairs that we have. So your RoSPA report. We decided there's no new plot preparation because we've got quite a big figure in there for last year, so we know that that we can reduce that. And the electrical testing at Orchard Road is not until
next year. But next financial year, sorry.
Yeah. So these are all bog standard, and we've just taken either the actual cost of this year plus inflation or what we budgeted for last year plus inflation for these. They're all quite bog standard. Pavilion, septic tanks, pack testing, usual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to the fire engine house. Roof repairs are taken out because we don't need any because we've got the figure in for last year. And this nice one here that everyone loves. So the standard.
We've got the stair lift as well.
Stair lift is
up there.
£1,000.
Yeah. So that covers this.
No, I lied. That was the air conditioning. It's £680.81 for the. So we decided that there's definitely been an increase in use of stairs and people in the hub bringing people upstairs. We've decided that although we weren't going to put it there as a stair lift because there's the other maintenance figure for the unplanned that they'll have to use.
So that's just the PPM cost.
Yeah. So then we have what we call maintenance repairs unplanned, where we have put in kind of figures for anything, anywhere that potentially needs doing to kind of cover ourselves to make sure that everything can get done. It's quite low figures apart from the agreed figure for the hub. The reason being is that the asset maintenance reserve should be covering anything that's required. These are just your small little repairs that need doing.
Sorry, do we know the cost of the repair on the stair lift this time round?
No, the call out fee was £350. We don't know what the cost of the repair will be. We haven't
had. Is it a major part or just a?
It's an actuator. Just.
Oh, it's just a.
Just a part and labour of that one.
Yeah. Okay.
This is also why we've reduced the warden's materials as well, because where we put them in unplanned, if they can allocate it directly to any of these areas, that's where it should go.
Right.
So the warden materials, where they can allocate it, you know, like your kind of screws and all those little bits, they will go to warden materials. But if they can turn around and say that is for the pavilion, at least we can allocate it, and then we can see a true cost of those things. But they are small amounts because, like I said, you know, the play areas is a little bit higher because sometimes the Rossby report picks up something that is a bit of a cost. We've got the three different play areas as well to kind of consider, and all the rest are quite small and negligible. Apart from that one.
You got three, or was it four?
We've only got three to consider now.
We're going to have four, aren't we? Because we've got the Leighton Hopkins play area. That's going to be four.
That will come under consideration of the ES106 monies, though, won't it?
For the 10 years, for the first 10 years, of course it will. Sorry.
We have these conversations, and then they go out after that.
No, of course it will. Yeah.
Tree and hedgework. I've reduced this one quite significantly because we've got a big figure from last year, which is going to come out based on the survey that we're still waiting. And what I've done is that to me is like the kind of paperwork area, and the unplanned, the emergency, I've increased.
Right.
Yeah. We think the balance was incorrect. So most tree work you can't plan for.
Yeah.
So we've readdressed the balance of where it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Sensible.
Benches and bins, we're continuously updating all the benches and bins, so we've got a bit of project work figure in there for that. The nature reserve management plan, that's just an ongoing cost. And then we get to our grounds maintenance unplanned, where we have thrown in a bit of general conservation and a bit of Stockbridge Meadows. So these are like your extra cuts and your extra bits that need to be done. Because most of it falls within the planned, where we've now got the recreation grounds, allotment plot clearance, allotment hedge cutting, Stockbridge path cutting and rolling, and then further down we have got the village maintenance contract. So then we've got the rates, they're all based on the actual plus inflation. And electricity is just kind of an estimate. Pavilion usually ends up costing us quite a lot, and so does the car park, which we don't have any idea why. But every year we get thrown with one at the end of the year that kind of goes, oh, where'd that come from?
The pavilion this year was to do with the heating, wasn't it? When Shelford actually found out what the problem was?
I don't think that accounted. I think it's a similar increase every year, so I think the heating was a horrible...
It was a regulator, wasn't it, when they had to replace the whole unit?
We are using it more as well, though, because the food bank's obviously gone there, so we put it up because it's being used a bit more.
Sorry.
Then we've got water. Again, they're just estimates. Based on what information we have out of last year's figure and those kind of stuff. Then we've got the dog collection, refuse and dog bin collections. Again, they are based on the actual for last year plus inflation. So this is our village maintenance contract, so that's just inflation. So we've taken the 25-26 figure that was agreed, and we've put a portion of the 4.1% inflation.
Sorry, can I just alert the chair. We used to do the contracts, and they would sort of be stuck in a time warp for 3 years. But the RFO suggested to the our contractor that he inflation-proofed himself, so he wasn't being strapped. So he was putting an average of the so the three come up with, it was indexed up. So that was just so it's just.
It was because every 3 years we'd end up going in with a big amount, as they said, and it was just.
Yeah, so just information. Thank you.
It's just crazy. Yeah. Then we this bit actually blew my brain when I was looking at it the other day. I was like, well, that's just the Public Works Loan Board interest and capital repayments on the car park and the hub. The service charge for 100 houses, we actually inflated it last year, but we noted they just charge the same thing. So we've kind of just gone back. So it was charged for 2 years in a row. So I'm not sure whether they actually do increase it at all, and we just keep inflating, but... So this is a biggie, the parish planning. I've put some figures in because we believe that, and I'll show you this and explain my reasonings, we need a village plan and a strategic plan for the council. Because it's really hard to kind of do budgets when there is no plan. It's really hard to kind of look at these things and go, where do we want to be in 5 years' time when there is nothing? So I've put in some money for us to be able to get some support in for a village plan or a parish and strategic plan. Because I think the last one was done in... Our strategic plan was how long ago?
It runs out in 2027,
but it hasn't really been
updated.
So that's my thought process there.
And this is getting consultants in to assist us through, because historically village people do these sort of things, but. We did one in Bali, and I mean that's a very small village, and it took us a year. And we were just struggling to get people to work with us on it, so we ended up doing it all ourselves, and it was almost impossible because you were doing everything. So you've got to get consultants in, because I don't think councillors are going to have the time.
I mean, this may be too light, and it's something we need to consider. Because we've just kind of put a figure in there. We've got £1,000 from previous year that's probably not going to be spent this year that we can put towards it, so we're looking at a £4,000 fee there, but
it's a good kickoff figure.
It may be too light, and it's something we need to consider, but I think it's, I will explain when you see the forward plan, the forward figures for the parish, you'll kind of see what I mean.
Okay. Then
we've got street lighting, which has been a bit of a pain over the last year, but we're hoping it's sorted itself out now. So that's all the expenses. This is like our summary, and then the income workings are, I've increased the interest income because we moved more to the CCLA investment. Mm-hmm. Currently we were getting the £300-ish, and we've doubled our investment in there, so I'm assuming we're going to get about £700 a month. So I've increased that, which has increased our interest. Again, we may think that that's a bit too high because interest rates are looking to come down. But it's something worth considering. Allotment rent is kind of standard. Grass cutting contract, we've kept it the same, and the burial fees we are doing quite well on, but I've kept them as nominal because you just don't know. Hire of recreation, our hire of pavilion is ridiculously low because of anything we hit that this year.
Did I picked up on one of the sub sheets that the internment fees were down. Is that? I think it's internment fees.
No, internment fees are up.
Which was one of them was down. I read that one of them on the burial side was down.
No, everything
on burials is up.
Okay.
But I've kept it.
Apologies, low. I must have misread or read the wrong thing. But I thought one of the things in there was down, was showing us down.
We've decreased the plot management budget because we don't need it.
That's probably what I picked up on. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, Sharon.
And obviously that's the increase for the property rental. Little hands. So that's our overall income summary. And then the
this is the nice bit. This is the nice bit. No, it's not that one. It's this one. Got the wrong way around there. So I have, so that's our income. That's the expenditure that we are proposing. And then these are the reserves I'm proposing to add some money to. One being made, which I have kept at exactly the same, mainly because there is no forward plan. Mm-hmm. So until we have a forward plan, and obviously some of the main meetings have only just started, I think it's prudent for us to just keep it at that same level rather than try and increase or do anything. Then there's Melbourne Dynamo's Power Pitch grant. I'm not 100% sure what we're doing here with this. I just keep putting it aside each year.
I think there's still a meeting scheduled, isn't it, so that we can get to the bottom of...
Yeah.
We've got a sinking fund. We've agreed to pay part of the money that they're being given by the FA to refurbish the pitches. We've said that we will contribute to that and help with the sinking fund, because obviously you have to start contributing after. Is it year four or five?
I thought it was year six, but year I'm six. Not
100%. Yeah, we start contributing back into the fund.
Then I've got the half of the LHI.
Sensible.
Rather than one third, which is what I was considering, I've actually put in half.
That's sensible.
But I've not put anything to the asset management reserve, because we still have quite a healthy asset management reserve. And I believe that as part of our village plan and our strategic plan, we should probably get an updated asset report.
How much is in the asset reserve?
It's over 100.
Well, we'd set a target years ago that we would keep it, run it at 100, and then when it dropped down, we'd bring it back up to 100. So if it sits at 100, and that makes a lot of sense to leave it where it is.
I just think every year I've kind of gone through the Copeland report and, you know, made some decisions around what we're going to be doing, and they've not happened. So I think it's probably worth us getting a review of that and being more clear on what we want in there, because obviously in the Copeland report there is some real like gutter cleaning. Well, we've got all of that within here.
Mm-hmm. I just think also prudent to say that we're reviewing the S106 reserves that we currently have as well, because we believe there's funds available for some of the work that needs doing anyway. So I don't think there's a requirement this year for a
pre-certified reserve. Yeah.
I think it probably makes sense that, Richard and I started to look at it because Richard's got building background, but I think maybe Jay could get involved and we could sit down and go through the Copeland report and say, right, what do you consider to be a priority? Then we can take those priorities out and start working on them. I think that's, but we need the building experience, either Richard or Jay, or both, to actually contribute to that.
The strategic plan may well drive that, because if it says don't invest here, invest here, or develop here, then that should be taken into account, so we're not spending and then changing, but...
throwing money into it.
Yeah, I think we've got an opportunity there to kind of bigger picture.
So then there is the question of... the increase is currently shown at 4.01%. Mm-hmm. Our understanding is that quite a lot of councils are going in at 6% increase. So this is quite low. But we don't want to be too low that we are, you know, showing our residents that we can do all of this at this point. Because actually, when you look at the other reports, I don't know if we've got on here the... the forward.
Before you move away from that, Chair, could I just check the community hub 49,000? What is that? Is that just the main?
So no, in the Melbourne community hub, you're talking, and the reason we can't move that into maintenance on here is because this is how it's laid out on all the forms we have to do. In the community hub figure is the interest and the capital repayments of this building, plus the maintenance, plus the £10,000 unexpected spend on maintenance. That actually, if it doesn't get used, it's being put into a reserve.
Yeah.
to cover things like the spare lift.
Yeah.
So it does. Mm. It is a lot. It is a lot, but quite a big chunk of that is the interest and the capital repayment.
Okay, as well. I wasn't sure. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for that.
So if we were to go and fiddle with the
it's the office rent,
yeah,
and whether we put in an extra reserve amount on here rather than put it within the expenditure, because what we don't want is people to sit there and think, oh, it's more money to pay the rent. It's a reserve amount because we know we're a growing team.
Yeah.
So whether we want to put something within this figure here, and whether we want to put a bit more money aside for the village plan, strategic plan, which really does need to get started.
Yeah.
Which, if I pass it, where is it safe? Because I can grab it.
Ooh, it's on the
forward budget, it's there. Got it there.
Okay.
So, basically, if we put in the preset figure, this should all come back down to zero. Okay, so this is our current year where we've got the move to and from general reserves, which is kind of the asset reserve figure. And then next year's budget, we're saying we need a preset of 364. Following year, if it's just inflationary increase, it's 371. Then it goes down. That's because the LHI comes out, so we've got no big hitters.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes up literally by inflation each year, and this is basically saying we are standing still, we are doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing nothing, we're not planning anything.
The strategic plan is important, it's got to.
So this is when me and Abby were looking at this, we were like, wow, that just kind of shows it all. So, you know, you're strengthening your team, you're strengthening your finance, you're strengthening the government, you're strengthening your councillors, but we're not strengthening the village.
Yeah.
Yeah? So that's what this was kind of showing us.
So 2026 has got, sorry, through you, Chair, 2026 has got to be the year that we start to put the five-year plan into place, which means surveying the village, everybody's going to get involved. What does the village want to see over the next 5 to 10 years? How does the village want to see it grow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely...
Now, as much as it's sometimes frightening to have a village grow, because there are some real horror stories, I originally from a town just outside North London, and everyone hates it because the amount of flats that have popped up. What you do see quite regularly is if villages or towns kind of stay still, they become places people don't want to necessarily go. There's got to be a fine balance between it being still a lovely village, but having the infrastructure in place.
This is not a hamlet with 200 houses looking over fields. This is something that's needs infrastructure. It needs things for people to want to be here.
Makes sense.
But as councillors, we need to make sure, well, I say we because I'm not a councillor. As councillors, you guys need to make sure that you are not backing something that people don't want.
And you don't want to be stagnating. Okay.
Hence my need for this plan.
No, I think strategic plan is good, and that would help us with the youth worker as well. If we get this person in through May, give them something to chew on, and also it gives the youth something to look at and think in a few years' time we can see there's going to be something here for us. Yeah, I think that's very, very good. I think the way it's all being presented now compared with how it used to be presented, they work with the tools that they had. I mean, you've got definitely better tools to work with. And
I can't give credit to the tools, it's a credit to show.
I am the tool, indeed.
But no, I think it's compared with what I've seen in previous years, you know, now it's realtors and everything does what it says on the tin.
Still a long way to go.
No, I get it. But for me, looking at 5 or 6 years ago,
there's still a long way to go. There's still a lot of things I want to put in place, and I do still keep threatening to reduce my hours. January, I'm reducing them in January.
No.
I'm taking a holiday and doing less days in January.
there's still a long way to go with things, but one of the things I really would, I am keen to do is to give a bit more financial support to counsellors, because obviously with Jay being the counsellor, he's asked some questions, and then I've explained it to him, and he's like, oh, light bulb kind of gone on, and I'm keen to get like a training session for all counsellors in finance, but that's not going to happen.
To be quite honest, I don't see why not. I think it's important that we understand what we're dealing with, because we're dealing with other people's money, and that, and you know, we know the obvious, but I mean, understanding a lot of these boxes, you don't have to understand every single one of them, but you understand where the money is, what it's there for, why are we storing that money, etc., etc. That, it's common sense training.
I mean, I hope that some of this is kind of making you guys realise some of the numbers. Because obviously people do have areas that they kind of don't agree with. Yeah. And when I'm looking at numbers, sometimes I'll say, oh, just phone Abby up and say, oh, God, I hate it even more now. But, you know, I am a local resident with young kids and teenage children, and I don't think that these numbers are unreasonable ever. I think we need to put a little bit more in for a reserve for the office, because strengthening the office team has resulted in a lot of support.
Constable, the figures there are 4.01, which is what inflation is. You're saying that other parish councils, you've done your homework, are up in around the sixes. What would the difference be if we made ours five? Just around five. To give us that cushion for other things that we're actually thinking about doing next year. And then you can push us and prod us, because if we've got this extra money there, we've got to use it, and we've got to use it sensibly and quickly. If it was five.
I'm just checking round numbers in there.
Yeah, so if you left it at that. How much extra would that be giving us over and above what we need?
3,500.
3,500. Would that be enough to kickstart us? Because that gives you that brings you up to sort of six for the strategic plan, doesn't it?
It would kickstart us, so we'd have 7.5. For the strategic plan, and so we kickstart us on that side of things. I would just be slightly concerned about the office costs.
So are you working on, are you working on the premise that we move locations?
That would be me building something up for moving locations. I'm not saying it's the right option, because if you've got the strategic plan, potentially something within that plan could house us. So it's not saying, you know, we are set up in a way for remote working where four of us can work from any location. So it's not.
But you have to be mindful, as you say, you use multiple screens. You know, you're not going to hot desk with three screens.
I've got three screens up.
No, but you know what I mean. You know, you're not going to get hot desk.
I'd have five screens if I could.
But are you suggesting that we need to sort of have a war chest for moving?
I'm quite comfortable with that.
100%.
With that, you know, we're still coming in lower than others, and I'm quite comfortable with that. But I'm just saying we needed to consider it. I'm not saying, you know, we've got enough general reserves to support things if we need to, and there are certain things I can hold back, move around. You know, we've got reserves that me and Abby need to do a really big, you know, myself with Abby overseeing it, needs to do a really big detailed piece of work on what reserves we have and where at the moment.
It would be very helpful to understand exactly what sort of money we've got sitting on S106, because if that S106 can be reallocated, because I think that the whole James Fisher thing is changing the view that it should be there, not specifically for a ramp, it could be for youth, you know, more sort of woolly type of thing. But if we've got a fair bit of money there, that gives us the flexibility to start moving in the direction, you know, looking at different options and seeing, but it will kick start. Then you've got the grant application things, and that's what the youth worker would be looking at as well. So where we can get money from, lottery funding and all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But you need something relatively chunky to kick it off, because if you're going to start engaging, potentially, if we have a good strategic plan, you're going to start engaging with architects. It's going to cost money. You know, you're not going to get it for nothing. So you've got to have a pot of money there so that you can kick it off once you've got approval from the village. And that's what you want to do. So I think the S106 monies could play a big part of this.
I think, I'm relatively comfortable with that. I wanted us to have the conversations around those two areas because I think that they need to be had.
I was going to say, I think all these things are really good ideas, but it's probably going to be something, like how exactly we maybe allocate a bit extra will need to be, we'll see. I think Bill Council will have a lot to think about. you know, there's obviously only four of us here, and I think it's a good number to think about, but how exactly we might do it might be something to further mull over.
I'd be personally comfortable with five.
It'd be still lower than
the average.
Most of them are saying that they are just literally going up by six.
Yeah.
Mm. And every year we have come in quite a lot lower, and to be honest with you, the strengthening of the office team and the wardens has resulted in lower spend than when I was first here, where we were outsourcing an awful lot of stuff. Everything was going to contractors, to contractors, to contractors. Mm. That has been significantly reduced.
Yep.
And I think we have more of a handle of those smaller costs as well.
It to me, it just ticks a lot of boxes and it makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. You know, it's things that we should have been awake for a little bit earlier, but it's just trying to get people around tables to do things. But strategic plan, I think, is, it's a long overdue.
I feel 5% may be quite a conscious thought as well, just because last year we were, 6.2 or something, 6.28. I think it reflects how we know how everybody's struggling and everybody's going to be affected. I think it's quite a conscious decision to keep it at around 5.
Yeah.
Without underselling what we need to do. Mm. And also taking into consideration that I know the government reorganisation isn't supposed to cost us anything, but there will be a period of time where we are probably picking things up without recompense and perhaps having to do things for health and safety, that sort of thing. So it's just...
Yeah, makes sense.
Through you, Chair, I think it's going to be difficult because if this merger of district and county is not going to want to be dealing with the grass cutting over there, and they're not going to want to deal with the local light bulb. You know, those sort of things, they're going to have teams of people to adjust that down for every village. Or, I personally think that a lot more is likely to be delegated down to parishes. I think parishes are going to be used as the real, you know, the working mule, and that will be the way it will go. So therefore, we've got to protect ourselves, but also hopefully you will get financed over a period of time for these type of things. But I think a lot more will come in our general direction because they will delegate it down. They're just going to be looking at the bigger stuff. No, I think it's good. I support five.
Yeah, and what reserve would you call that? Forward planning.
Yeah.
Forward planning.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy in the sense that every year we have come across less than other councils because I think we really do look at every single number and really try to justify it.
Yeah.
So
and we can afford to go this route because we've got our 6 months of reserves. We've achieved the goal that we set up. Well, when I first joined the council, they were working on trying to get up to 6 months with the reserves, and we've achieved that. And I think that's a safety
factor. 6.4.
We've got 6.4. Well, so we're slightly over anyway, so we've got a little bit of flex in there, but we don't need to go up any more on reserves. That's just there for our emergencies.
But I think that there is such a big piece of work we need to do about what reserves we're holding and for what reasons. Mm. You know, the previous RFO did a very detailed spreadsheet, but having looked at the what they've got at,
is it district?
Yeah,
it's
106,
yeah.
It doesn't reflect what we've got, so we are going to be getting a meeting with them and going through everything and just kind of making sure that we're all on the same page, and having a look at what, you know, I've got some deferred expenditure reserves that we've got in place and stuff like that, so it's those little things that we can look at. But I was very conscious that maybe 4.1% was a bit low.
But we've also, sorry, Chair, we've also got the asset reserve, which one thing that your predecessor did say, she wanted us to start spending some of that, because you can't sit there with an asset reserve mm-hmm. for the assets but not spend it on the assets. So we need to get a program moving, and which hinges to the fact, you know, you're not going to be too far into the strategic plan or working that. There will be things that we need to start looking at out of asset reserve. We've done some on little hands, we've done bits and pieces, but we've scratched the surface really.
What we have found is that there was a lot of kind of double counting about this expense and then that kind of expense. So what we've tried to do is only make it once, but that's where the Copeland report has kind of got in all those little kind of expenses that we've got within our budget anyway, that was always there. Mm-hmm. So we've got twice, which is why I suggest that we need to do a forward, a strategic plan, village plan, and kind of review the assets under and try and just look at the bigger.
Take 5% and shall we vote on that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So propose this slot, please.
I'll propose that one.
Second that. Mr. Campbell, everybody in favour?
Thank you.
Mr. Kerr, thank you.
Okay, well done. Good paper. Thank
you. Change screens. Agenda FG04025-26 policies. To review and consider updates to dispensation procedure guide for parish council policies.
That was just the
recommend to full council.
Yeah, there's only
just a
couple of dates.
Some terminology and the date on that one, that it will still stand.
Yeah. There's nothing, no material changes.
No, just changing reflecting what actually happens, which is councillors that raise the declaration in a meeting, it's minuted rather than they are informed by it, because it's done there and then reflected in the minutes.
Yep.
Really propose this strategy. Please, what it is. Thank you. Close the clock. Councillor Campbell, everybody in favour? Thank you. Agenda item FG04025-26B. To review and consider updates to risk management policy 4.19 and to recommend to full council.
This was recently reviewed quite heavily. It's just a couple of corrections to references to statements in the standing order that were incorrect and a change of date.
Yep.
Yeah. Somebody to propose this, please. Councillor Campbell, somebody to second this. Councillor Alexander, I believe, in favour. Thank you. It's a full character, thank you very much. Agenda item FG04025-26. To note, review of modern publication scheme policy is due but is deferred until new IT policy is in place. Due to references to current policy.
Yep.
Okay. Agenda item FG04125-26. To note, the next date of finance and good governance meeting is Tuesday, 21st of April. 2026 at 7:30. Thank you. That's that for me.
Thank you.